the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. Here, this is the place where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Welcome home, Brains.
Coming to you straight from San Diego, California, let's welcome our host, April Mahoney.
Neat. Yeah, Buriana is fine. Buriana Hristova is my next name, but if you like, it's all right.
Wait. So when you say my name, because you got to educate my brains, they don't know nothing about Bulgarians, or do you? Okay, what do you know, brains, and I don't know? Tell us a little bit about your name.
We have three names here in Bulgaria. We have our personal name, then we have our father's name, and then we have our family name. So whenever you get married, you can change or add a hyphen. So then you get four names at the end. And it's kind of, you know, you have to squeeze every time you have to write all your names. It's just like, you know, in some brochure or some declarations or some documents, it's a pain in the ass. Because
it's a lineage.
Yeah.
But, you know, for your kids, I know that it's hell. You know, because they have to
Together. Yeah, because my kids are going to British school, and then they just have very short 3 or 4 letters names for, you know, to be able to communicate with other kids and to present themselves. It's easier.
I know. Yeah. So, Boriana, what is it like in Bulgaria? I have no idea.
Well, same as everywhere else. I mean, the trees are still on the same side, you know. They don't have the roots on the upside or something, as far as probably people think. We have, I don't even know what to tell you. I'm living in Sofia, in the capital. We are a post-communistic country, which, you know, the scenery is not very pleasant, especially in some cities, because communistic regime was very tough and hard for 45 years. Mm. So now we are in democracy, finally, for the last 25 years. But still, we're trying to find the best way. Actually, we joined European Union. And we are part of the European Union, but not in Schengen. We are not using euro as you know, our currency. Our currency is our own currency still. We are waiting in the Schengen zone for the last 10 years.
I had another guest that was on my show that was a part of the Brexit, you know, where the England actually pulled out of the EU. And that was pretty interesting. And so you guys have entered. So you have you have your own currency, but you're looking to buy into the euro.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. We're waiting for this. Brexit is a very, very awkward story here. It's a problem for all of us countries, because as one of the poorest countries here in European Union, Bulgaria, Romania, Croatia, you know, these are all countries that just joined. I mean, recently, we used to take, let's say, funds from the European Union to create the better highways for the infrastructure, for, you know, creating big companies, or a lot of companies started investing here, because here we have a flat tax. I mean, just 10%, and that's all that you pay. So that's the, and this is legal.
Do you also have healthcare? Do you have?
We have healthcare. We have healthcare here. It's very cheap. When you pay every month, even if you pay or your company pays for you, it's very cheap. It's like €2 per month, for example. And then every time, everywhere you go, they have to take care of you without paying additionally.
What is the quality of your healthcare? Do you have cutting edge technology? Do you have weights? You
know, basically, one of the best, I mean, most of the best European doctors, they are Bulgarians. And we have a very good doctors, very good specialists. We don't have that good technique because, you know, and technical equipment, because it's expensive, obviously. But we have very good hospitals, high quality hospitals. Still, public hospitals are not the best at all. I mean, total disaster, very old, very everything. But the people there who work there are very qualified. I mean, really. So even people come from Europe to be healed here.
All right. So now, what about the breakout with the covert 19 there? What, how are your people being impacted there?
We don't have that much problems, as we had a vaccination, which was mandatory while I was a child, and my kids were also vaccinated mandatorily, still when they were born in the hospital in the beginning, you know, in the first 3 days, from tuberculosis. So I guess maybe we now have like 50 cases, death cases, only 50, and we have 800 people who were infected. So it's not so bad. I mean, it's nothing. It's nothing. I mean, usually from a normal flu, we have more problems now, but we're just still again in lockdown, complete.
Look, you ain't masked up? I'm going to have to see your pants. Look.
You have a very fancy one. Yours is very fancy. I don't have such a fancy one. Mine is just black and normal, you know. But I use it, of course. We use gloves, masks, all the sanitizers, sanitizing products. It's very... You know, people don't like to be held at home. They don't like to say that.
We are just chatting. I haven't even introduced you.
All right.
Boyana. She is from Bulgaria, and we are just about to chat it up. We've been trying to get together forever. The time zone is crazy good. Mm-hmm. Please introduce yourself to my brains. Tell them what you do, how you show up in the world. Brains, I'm telling you, this is going to be fascinating.
100%, that's for sure. Okay, my name is Boriana. I'm coming from Bulgaria, as you just said. I'm the co-founder of the first social network for women, which was the main point I wanted to jump on the brain so you guys can get to know me better and what I'm doing also better, because it's a very helpful network. And it's been out there for the last 3 years, our social media, which is separately from everything that you've seen, only for women. I mean, if people are asking why, I have a very good explanation why it's just for women, not men allowed. And yeah, I've been an expatriate myself for the last 15 years. So I was traveling around Europe. I used to live in Turkey also, Istanbul, in Vienna, Austria, and other countries. And, you know, traveling alone like that and, you know, trying to get to know the countries and the languages and to get used to all these differences led me to the point to come up with the idea of creating a social media only for women, so we can, you know, support each other. And if I have to go somewhere I've never been before, I can just text there, guys, I'm coming to your city. Who is up for a coffee or something? And people in our community.
No. Now it's who's up for virtual.
Now, yeah. Now only online. But I see this will finish soon. Yeah, I mean, I mean, this cannot last forever anyway. No. Now we're moving online anyway. Yeah, that's true.
I know, but you know what? This is something like out of a freaky science fiction movie. Really?
True. Oh, so many science fiction movies have been made exactly using this plot. So I don't know which one came first, you know? This is like, it's already been in someone's head before. So that's, it's like, crazy. Wow.
So, Boriana, tell them about your work as a journalist.
Well, yeah, thank you for asking this question. I'm even now in my PhD as a journalist. Yeah, I'm in my second year out of 3 years in PhD, which I hopefully will graduate soon, you know, because of this whole stuff. I get also a lot of, you know, distractions. But I used to work as a journalist maybe 10, 12 years ago before I started traveling, you know, as I got married and my husband was an expatriate and I had to move around the world for him and my kids and stuff like that. But I've always been connected to the journalistic profession. I'm sorry. Can you hear? Can you see me?
Yeah, hey? I got you, baby. I got you.
I'm back. Yeah, good. Thank you. So yeah, I mean, I always wanted to work from the hotspots where there are wars, where there are conflicts, because this really is something meaningful, you know. But when I got my kids, I realized it's not a good idea, you know, to go and...
Right, you think? You might want to slow your roll right now.
So yeah. Yeah, exactly. So I thought maybe it's not such a great idea to, you know, go to war conflict zones. And, you know, at that time, Syria was very, very massively, you know, bringing the war to reality. And Afghanistan before that, Iraq, as you probably know. So it was really here. I mean, this is close here. We don't have an ocean. from Syria.
So take my brains there, because, you know, they don't understand here in the United States what it is like to live in a war-torn country where there is famine, where there is a seize of your property, your home, your dignity, rape, robbery. They don't understand it. And then the environment of, you know, what was Iraq and Iran, gorgeous brains, now it's down to rubble. The ruins, this is, you know, our legacy. This is, I can't even explain, and blowing up everything. What does that feel like? Aren't you scared? I'm, girl, I guess this corona don't have nothing on you.
No, I mean, I've never been in this kind of a region for living. You know, my home has never been affected because, you know, thank God Bulgaria has never been, or I've never been to this kind of a war regions. But I know a lot of people, a lot of my friends from Syria, from Afghanistan, from Iraq, it's crazy because, you know, and about the refugees now, this huge problem with the refugees, it's something extremely important to understand. No one wants to leave their own country. No one wants to leave their own house or their own environment that they used to, you know, but they're really forced to. I mean, I'm not talking about people who are not forced. They're just seeking for something, you know, better. But people who are really forced, they lost their houses, they lost their friends and family members, they have no other option, you know. And here at the Bulgarian border, because Turkey is our neighbor, and Syria and Turkey, they're also neighbors. So from Syria, a lot of refugees, 4 million people were waiting at the Turkish border. Mm-hmm. Now Erdogan, because he's really strange person, the prime minister of Turkey, just decided to let them in European Union. And they came to us at the border just before the coronavirus outbreak happened. Mm-hmm. So people stopped communicating and talking about what happened to these 4,000 this time refugees, people, living people, you know, they are real. They're here at the border, just like 150 kilometers from me. And, you know, kids, women, mainly women and children, not other people. They live in shelters. It was cold, minus 10 degrees centigrade when this all was happening, snowing. At the whole, you know, all together, and then coronavirus outbreak. So I cannot even think of the worst nightmare that this could happen to these people, and this is what's happening actually there. So, yeah, I mean, devastating, devastating, really. And these people, trust me, from who I met already, who I've met and who I know,
right.
I mean, they're intelligent people, they're well-educated, they have their diplomas, they're professionals in different fields, they're not some, I don't know, peasants from somewhere or people who have never been, you know, in school or something. No.
But you know what? That doesn't even matter, because I be trying to hit my brains to this. Everyone is trying to tell you this is a metaphor. This is a sign. This is a stop sign. Pump your damn brakes. It's the great equalizer, the perfect pause. I don't care how much money you have, your class, your status, you know, your influence. We are all susceptible to this invisible monster.
True.
We really need to learn the lesson in that, because all of this stuff is nothing. You know, as they always say in the Black community, I don't see a hearse, you know, a U-Haul behind your hearse.
Yeah.
So you cannot take your stuff with you, you know?
No.
And it's very difficult. It's very difficult. But what is not difficult, and I want to change the subject just for a minute, because, girl, I asked you before, let's see that hair. That hair is unbelievable. Flip it for us one time. Good gracious.
Okay? Really? Oh my. Thank you.
Honey, a sister will pay you a pretty penny for a track of that hair. Oh, yes.
Gorgeous. I'll be so, yeah. Maybe I can sell it. I will donate it. I don't even know. I mean, now I can't do nothing, so I just keep it like that.
Well, it's absolutely gorgeous. It's gorgeous.
Thank you.
Tell me about a good Bulgarian meal. What would be your
favorite? Wow, there's so many. We use a lot of meat and vegetables. So we mix together meat and vegetables almost in every meal. We either roast the meat and add vegetables fresh, or we boil them. And it's very healthy cuisine, actually. You should go and try. I can send you some recipes.
Send me some recipes. Do you eat plants?
Yeah, we eat lamb, we eat pork.
You eat goat. Everything.
Yeah, goat, we eat even the inside part of the animals, you know, the
intestines. Well, girl, we call them chitlins.
You know, because so many people from the Western European side, they're like, oh, you eat this, oh my goodness. But we have special recipes for that part too.
But the thing is, we shouldn't have consumed that, because when you think about it, I learned this from watching the gorillas. I got to go behind the scenes at the San Diego Zoo and see the silverback gorillas. Girl, they are magnificent. And I watched their coat and their strength and their eyes and their power. And I looked at all the animals back there, and they're all vegetarians.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have to change our food source, because, again, these animals, okay, I'm not even going to bring up the scare tactics about our food source. But
yeah,
a lot of vegetables, you know, and they eat all kinds of food. But you know what?
No.
Now, do you believe, this is just between me and you and all my brains, do you believe that a family of four sat down and ate a few bats and that created the corona pandemic?
Definitely no. Come on. This is, even my kids who are now 10 and 12 years old, they will never believe in this. I mean, no. Come on.
No.
Come on.
Right.
So
I'm just saying. Okay.
I don't think there is only even one person on this planet who will believe that. I don't even, if there is one, please, and if you find one, just let me know.
You'd be surprised at what you find, especially on the internet. There'd be some, you know, there'd be some different kind of folks. Anyway, so tell me something good. Give me some good news, some inspiration, something positive that makes us just walk away with.
Well, I mean, life is very now tricky, but I think we can all go for it. And positive is that, I mean, this is going to finish 100%. The most important part is how we are going to be when this all finishes and where we are going to be at. I mean, once it's all done and then we can go everywhere, how we gonna be, how we want to see ourselves in 3 months' time or 5 months' time when this is all over? Are we going to be better? Are we going to be, you know, more caring? Are we going to be worse or totally lost our minds? I don't know. I mean, this is up to us, but I think we should try our best to really hold our brains and really be consistent in what we're doing. Yeah. And not to be like, you know, not to get along with these psycho problems, you know, mental health issues. People, be very, very healthy. Pay attention to your mental health. I'm really begging all of them.
I know. And again, you know, the domestic violence, that's really upsetting.
This is crazy.
It's on the rise around the world. But, you know, they say that they think it's just men abusing women, but women abuse men too. You know,
oh, that's true, of course. Even kids abuse their parents,
right? And the parents abuse their kids. It's just a cycle of abuse. So, I think this, again, like I said, is the perfect pause, the perfect time to stop and just think and reflect and, you know,
yeah,
and love and play your sound bowl and play the piano.
yeah, why not? I mean, this is also very, very relaxing. I mean, practice your yoga or whatever,
make love,
makes you happy. Yeah,
good Bulgarian meat and vegetables.
Meat and, yeah, and livers. Meat, liver, and vegetables. Why not? Now we have our Easter.
But be sure to tell me where to get the spices. See, that makes all the difference in ethnic
yeah
food.
We always put the fresh spices. I mean, fresh leaves. Everything should be fresh. So, should you know. And now we're having our Easter. You know, we are Orthodox. Mm-hmm. We are not Catholics.
Okay.
So for Orthodox Christians, which is us, we have different dates for Easter.
Okay.
So according to our calendar, Jesus got crucified, is going to get crucified in 3 days, this Sunday, not last Sunday, unfortunately.
Well, our brains.
This world is funny place, you know. So there's two different
days. I'll take it again. I'll celebrate with you too. Absolutely. Teach me something.
Yeah, so yeah, that's
I'll
great.
Celebrate Jesus.
We can celebrate at home, you know. Just color some eggs and we cook, we have a special bread that we make for this occasion. It's called kuzunak. If someone Bulgarian is listening, probably they will know. It's with sugar on it and very sweet inside. So this is how we do it. So now I have to go and do it also. No time, you know.
You know, because you just told me that you are Orthodox, could you say a little prayer for us in Bulgarian? Just a universal, quick little prayer, blessing for us to carry us through as we conclude our interview today.
In Bulgarian? No, yeah. I'm sorry. In Bulgarian, we don't use to say any prayers because as part of the communistic, yeah, during the communistic regime, all prayers were killed. And it was forbidden to believe in God because they said it was some lunatic idea. And all churches also were closed. So now we're coming back to Jesus, but it's very hard because it's been taken out of us and it was forbidden. I mean, if you go to churches or they see you, you're praying or you believe in Jesus, they can put you into jail. So that's why a lot of our people now are totally lost and they don't, I mean, believing in Jesus Christ or in the church, anything, you know, connected to that, for a very long time was totally a crime. So we have our, you know, disconnections from this. And this is terrible, I can say, because we have nothing to believe in, imagine. Mm-hmm. A lot, I mean, generations after generations. It's not just one person, you know, it's been crazy. Awful.
Because we're nothing, Boreana, without hope. And true. We walk by faith and not by sight.
True. I totally agree. Now we are trying to, you know, when I'm now 34 years old, I can start, you know, and before when I was 30 something, you know, to go back to this, to read Bible, to ask questions about these kind of things. But it was not in our education and not in our bringing up, you know, at all. It was just really forbidden. So we are very far from this. We are on our own.
Well, I'm glad that you're finding it and it's bringing you prosperity and love and joy. Please tell my brains how to get in contact with you so they can, you know, join the community and more about the women and what you do. Give us some information on how to get in contact with you.
All right. As I just mentioned, we have the first social media only for women, which is called International Women Connected. And you can find more information on our website, iwconnected.com. And we have our Instagram account, which is IWConnected again, and our Twitter account, again, the same name. So you can find us everywhere. On Facebook, we have International Women Connected / a lot of communities. The communities are divided.
Whoa.
Okay. Yeah.
This is your call to action. Say it again, slowly and clearly, because I want people to connect with you. You are rattling that off like stimulus checks. They rattling them off.
See, it's because of the music. Okay, so our network is selected by location and occupation. So we have cities where we are operating at, and these people who are in the city, from the city, we know exactly how many women we have in one city and what exactly is their job. So anytime you want to create an event, organize something, we know exactly how many women from our community can join you. Or, you know, so this is very helpful, especially in the marketing part. International Women Connected is the name of the social media. And the website is iwconnected.com. So anyone who wants any information can find us there.
I know. Well, I found you here with me on the edge. Yum, yum.
And you're now in San Diego. I can't believe that was very, very nice, you know. Now I'm like, I have been to San Diego, like, I've never been. Now I'm
just, look it.
Yeah. Looks it's fabulous.
It's America's finest city. Yes, it is. And you are so fine. Thank you so much for welcoming me and my brains into your community and sharing our post. And thank you so much. And all the way from Bulgaria and, you know, staying up strange hours. I thank you.
Thank you too, and enjoy, and stay safe, yeah? Now this is a new high. Stay safe. Okay, thank you very much.
All right. Bye-bye.